So you've never been a person to take a backward step over the past many decades, I suppose we could say, and it looks like the next step's going to take you into doing a little bit of powerlifting at the championships in Manham. How on earth did you get into this?
Sort of by accident, I think. All athletes do a certain component of the weights. It helps in judo to be strong, but not that strong that you're muscle bound. It slows your action time down. But I think it's just part of cross training and just trying something different to keep yourself motivated to stay fit. And I saw the powerlifting. I thought this looks like fun, and I did it. And I think I won a couple here and there. But it was so different from judo because they're generally well run. It's sort of like golf, and you're only really competing against yourself as far as your physical ability to lift. The weights aren't trying to beat the daylights out of you or strangle you. You just got to pick them up and put them down. And then if you're lucky enough to, lift the most heaviest weight on that day for your weight division, you win the game. It's generally over in 3 or 4 hours, which appeals to me because judo, you're weighing at some 7 or 8 in the morning and you mightn't fight till 4 in the afternoon or something. And, oh, it's just a long day. Whereas powerlifting, you know what's going on all the time. And the powerlifters don't like me saying it, but it's a relatively easy sport. I wouldn't say there's no skill in it. Of course there is, but it's minimal skill compared to the amount of skill with judo. So it was just fun. You just got to pick it up, put it down, and it's not that hard.
You might have a good judo background to be able to say something like that too. What do you hope to lift when you're in Manham?
I guess my goal is, my weakest has been the bench press. I'm trying to crack the 100 kilos in the bench press, which in the scheme of things, in powerlifting terms, it's I guess a small lift when guys my weight are bench pressing the A-grade players. I think they're bench pressing 160 or 180 or something ridiculous like that. My age, I'm not going to bench. The amount of training that I have to do to get to that lift, I'm not prepared to do. But I'm hoping to break my own personal best, and I think I hold the national record for the blind powerlifters in the under 90 kilogram weights. If I can make weight in my weight division, I might have a crack at breaking my own national record. The squats, I put a reasonable effort in. If I can get around the 140, I'll be happy. But the A grade blokes, they're squatting something like 250 or something like that kilograms, which is, I don't know how that, I don't just know. Can't believe it's feasibly possible, but they do it. Then the deadlift I like doing, which is just picking it up from the ground to your knees, I put in a respectable effort there around the 205 kilos. So if I can crack the 200 at this tournament, I'll be happy. And that all should give me a reasonable total. I'm not sure if it'll quite give me the total required to represent Australia, but it'll get me close to it. And if I get within that range, I might have a go at representing Australia, but I'm not that committed. I'm just there to have fun and support some of the other younger blind people there that are getting involved in the sport.
Is that an important thing for you to pass on the years that you've gone through and learnt to mentor these younger people that are maybe first coming to terms with losing their sight or just generally wanting to get into sport?
More into sport, though. When I was managing the gym, that was my major role, is to more or less be a role model or somebody to confide in when they first lost their sight, when it was that type of person. With the athletes, they're usually, been blind for a while and are adjusted to it, but they may not know, training regimes and the amount of dedication into it or the enjoyment of out of the sport. So it's good to try and nurture them and encourage them and more help them with the down times, because when things are going right, they just don't want to know you. It's just like all of us. When you're happy, everything's fine. You don't really need that much help. It's when you're going through those hard times, that's where, and being an experienced athlete, I can pick it. If you know them, fairly well, if I'm part of their coaching team or know them intimately, you can just try and put some measures in place or make sure they're training or encourage them one way or the other. And it'll just be a sounding board for them, depending on what level they want to go to, whether they're social, just doing it for fun, which I generally encourage if they want to represent Australia.